Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. It's Kobe. I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. It's Kobe.
Yeah. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Music went off too fast. I was trying to take my diabetes medicine. Man, I hate diabetes. Fuck diabetes. Terrible, terrible illness. Make sure y'all out there, y'all not easy on the sugar. Trust me, you don't want to be a diabetic. Welcome to the Small Time Hustlers online radio podcast, and I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. And first, let me say I know I've been missing for a couple of weeks. I've been missing. Sunday's been a train wreck for me. Sundays, like, it's not enough time in a day. It's really a hectic day from the time I wake up. Like, I put in the room, I start studying, like, 5 in the morning for the show and for my picks that I'm going to gamble on. And then I'm working. So it's like, it's kind of really, it's really, really hectic. But I'm here. We here. I'm here. Let's win some money. That's what it's all about, right? Nobody not here just to hear me talk. Let's win some money. I'm on a 3-day winning streak. How many people out there could say they hit the bookie 3 days in a row? 2 days in a row? Or when the last time you hit? I'm on a 3-day winning streak. Yeah, and I'm proud. Let's see if we can make it a 4-day winning streak. All right, hold on. Let me get situated here. We got an hour and a half show today. Hopefully I can get somebody to call in here, give their opinion or summary on some of the games or some of the picks. If not, I'll just flow with it and rock with it myself like I always do. If you got a T-Mobile phone, T-Mobile callers, they having trouble calling into the show, you're going to have to go on my page and click on my link. Go in the group room and click on the page. Matter of fact, let me send the link out to the Small Time Hustlers group to let everybody know I'm live. Give them a little reminder that I'm live today. One second. Blast this link out real quick. Okay. Should be going out to the room. Okay, we good now. Sent the link out. They don't wanna click on the link if they don't want to hear the show. Then they don't want to win no money. If you're calling in and you want to say something, you have to press 1 and I'll bring you in live. You might just want to give a shout out. You might just want to give your opinion on a pick or tell us who on the injury report that we don't know about. My man TP gave me an injury report a little bit earlier. I got some parlays to give away too, and I got one special 4-pick parlay to give away later in the show. I'm gonna give you, everybody that's listening, the same picks that I bet on today. The same picks that I made, I'm gonna give them out. So if I lose, you lose. If you lose, I lose. Cause most of the time I put my parlays in a Small Time Hustlers group room, and some of the parlays I put in the room lose. But I win because, see, I'm putting in several tickets. I'm putting in like 4 or 5 tickets a day. I average about 5 tickets a day. I put in 5 $20 tickets a day. And most of the time I win or break even. Sometimes I lose. And that's why they call it gambling. I'm going to give a summary of all 12 games a day and the Monday night football game. I'm going to give a summary, and then I'm going to give a little dialogue and give you my pick on everything. It's a little chilly. I'm feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling good out there. I hope you can hear me pretty good. Testing. I got some serious parlays for you. I know it's 12 o'clock. I'll be giving them out before 1, so you'll have time to put the bets in. Don't worry about that. I'm going to find my glasses and adjust the lighting in here. It's kind of dim in here. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to start this show. So everybody stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right to the Small Time Hustler Show. And I'm the host, Randy J. Sean Jackson.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of hoes are sipping beer, switching up poles with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers online radio podcast, and I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Oh, I love that song right there by Early 730. Walk with me. Early's from Patterson, New Jersey, too. Patterson, stand up. You know, I just found out that Ron Harper Jr. is from Patterson, New Jersey. You know, Ron Harper Sr. played for the Lakers and the Chicago Bulls, got championship rings. I never knew that his wife and his son was from Patterson, New Jersey. I just found that out after he stunned the world with that buzzer beater against the number one ranked Purdue. And I was reading up on it, and I found out he was born in Patterson, New Jersey. He played Little League basketball here for Positive Impact. I didn't even know that. Shit like that, everybody need to know, you know, for you could represent. You got to represent. For the positive fruit from Patterson, New Jersey. We got enough bad, so we gotta stand up for the good. I didn't even know that. Ron Harper Jr. plays for the Rutgers from Patterson, New Jersey. Everybody make a mental note of that, because I just did. We're going to start this show off today. We're going to go out to, I think we're going to go out to Tampa Bay. We're going to go out to the Bucks versus the Bills. We're gonna go out to Buffalo, really. I'm trying to get amped up here. Just be patient with me. Running in here trying to get something to eat. I'm trying to get a little amped up. Testing me. Bucks versus Bills today. What can I say? The Bills defense has kind of been exposed lately. I really think that the Bucks going to spread them out and do whatever they want to do and cover. But to really be honest with you, everybody putting their money on the -3. Everybody worrying about the covering, the points, money line, -3.5, 3. Nah. I'm going with the over in that game. I'm going with the over because the Bills, they without their Pro Bowler back, Trey White. Tampa Bay got the best passing offense. This gonna be a crazy game. CBS got for us. You got to think about it too. Brady is on a 13-game winning streak against guess who? Buffalo Bills, and it's active. And the ninth longest winning streak, against guess who? Buffalo Bills. Even though we all know the Bucs secondary is questionable, you know what I mean? And I think the Bills, they have a little bit of success, you know, passing the ball. No, I'll take that back. The Bills gonna have a lot of success passing the ball. That's why I'm going with the over, because the Bucs secondary is a little bit suspect, and the Bills, you know how they just been in the last couple of weeks. The Bills, their defense just been exposed. So I'm giving everybody a heads up. I'm taking the over in that game. I'm taking the over. Trust me, everybody's on the line. Everybody's on the spread. No, take the over. It's a W. Trust me. You can kiss the baby. Tampa Bay over. Tampa Bay Bills game over. Let's move on down to Chi-Town, Chicago. I love Chicago. I've been there a couple of times. We got Green Bay Packers coming to Chicago to play the Chicago Bears. What can we say about this game? The point spread is like out the window. Green Bay minus 12.5. 12.5. I hate large spreads like that. I swear, I hate large spreads like that. The Bears are 7-21 in the last 28 games against Green Bay. 7 wins out of the last 28 games against Green Bay. Hint. We know this is a division rivalry game, and most of the time they should be tough, but I doubt that very much. Packers won the first meeting. Aaron Rodgers, you know, everybody know he ran out the stadium saying, "I own you," to the Bears. He told the Bears fans, "I own you." And guess what? He wasn't lying. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. He practically owns them. Packers got a solid defense. It's always been about the offense, but hey, Packers 9-3, man. And I know, Chicago got the phenom quarterback, Fields, okay? But check this out. He's still a rook. He's still a rookie. And I can't see him doing nothing against Green Bay today. I'm not betting on that game, but if I was a betting man, I might. I'm not going to give a pick on that one. I'll leave that up to you. Tennessee versus the Jags. Let's go out to the sunny side of Jacksonville, Florida. Tennessee versus the Jags. What can we say about this game? The Jags, they showed a little something, you know what I mean, a sign of a little something. But then right after they show you a sign of something, they turn right around and what? Show you why they got the number one draft pick last year. And who gets the number one draft pick? The worst team. So Jacksonville, they'll show you something one week, and then the next week they'll show you why they got that draft pick. And I know Jacksonville, they beat the Bills. Oh, shit, I forgot to tell you. They beat Miami, my team. I forgot to scream that out in the beginning of the show, that this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Well, everybody should know that by now. Tennessee, they just a team that's hard to understand right now. I can't understand. Tennessee lost to the Texans. They lost to the Jets. But they started off so good. But they coming off a bye week, and they 4-0-1 when they coming off of buys. I don't know if the running back Henry is back, but they sure could use him. I think the point spread is -9. That's a lot of points. I'm not betting on this game either. I'll let you be the judge of that. I'm not betting on that one. All I got to say is Tennessee is hard to understand, and the Jags is up and down. So you have to figure that out on your own. Moving right along, let's start going to the Meadowlands, East Rutherford, the Chargers versus the Giants, the 7-5 Chargers versus the 4-8 Giants. We know who's coming to town. The man is seeking the MVP, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, he's still chasing that MVP, still looking good for it. But you know what about the Chargers I don't like? It seems like they always find a way to lose. You know what I mean? And they still in it to make the playoffs and everything, but they have lost some serious games. It's like they found ways to lose. And I hate teams that find ways to lose. That's like somebody that's a bully picking fights with people. Like, you looking for an ass whooping. You know what I mean? You're looking to get beat down. That's what the Chargers remind me of. They seem to always find ways to lose. We seen the game last night. We seen my Miami Dolphins last week manhandle the Giants. Yes, they did. They manhandled the Giants. And they are on the road. The Chargers. Chargers are not that good a team on the road. I'm trying to see. Chargers. The Chargers have covered in the last four meetings against the Giants. That's a good sign. So they might be coverable, but they -9. That's a lot of points. But I don't think the Giants quarterback is back. They talking about his career might be over. He got a neck injury. So depending on if Jones play, whether I would take that -9 or what. Because the Giants going to play hard. They're going to play hard for two quarters. And then that's it. That's another game that I'm not betting on today. Let's go out to the capital, Washington, D.C. You know who coming to town. The American team, the Dallas Cowboys, the America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, coming to town today with my man who – Dak. You remember in the beginning of the year, I was saying that the Cowboys was going to the Super Bowl hands down. I was screaming that shit. I was cheerleading like a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, Dallas going to the Super Bowl. Dallas going to the Super Bowl. I guess they hit a bump along the line somewhere. You know what's a good point, though? Washington, they went 3-0 in November. And no other NFC team did that. They went 3-0 in November. And also, Washington is on a four-game winning streak. Yeah, they're on a four-game winning streak. But you know what? If you think that four-game winning streak means something, and they're gonna Dallas gonna come in there and they're gonna just run all over Dallas. Wrong answer. Dak Prescott owns the Washington football team. When I say he owns them, he owns the Washington football team. Ever since Dak Prescott came into the league as a rookie, he is 7-1 against Washington. They cannot stop the pass. They cannot stop the pass, and Washington has given up 263.9 yards per game. 263.9 yards per game, and that's the third worst in the NFL. I did bet on this game. I did take the Dallas. I did take the Dallas Cowboys minus the points. I see Dak Prescott passing for 700 yards today. No, I'm just playing. I see Dak Prescott going wild. Let's keep moving on along. We're going on now to – oh, we're going to Houston, Texas. Them Texas boys. And guess who coming into town? Russ is back, baby. Russell Westbrook is Russ is back, baby. Russell Westbrook. Russ is back, baby. I don't even got much to say. All I gotta say about this game is that the Texans, the line started off at -6.5. It's up to 8.5, -8.5, so it's moving up. The Texans have no pass rush. They just cut that guy, Zach Cunningham, one of their better defensive players. I see this game getting ugly real fast, and I mean real fast. I see the Texans, they literally playing without a quarterback. What else can I say? And the only reason I like this game, I took the under because I don't think the Texans gonna score. I think Seattle gonna do all the scoring today. And like I said, it's gonna get real ugly real fast. Take the under. Okay, we moving right along. You know what? Let me take a quick break. I see people calling in and on the phone line. Let's take a quick break and then I'll come back with the rest of the summaries for the show. Let's win some money today, man. Fuck that. Let's get some money today. That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready to get some money today. Bullshit. Let's break the bookie. Let's break Las Vegas. Let's take their damn money. See what we want to hear. We go to what we want to hear. We want to hear. We want to hear right now. Trying to find. Let me see. Let's hear some B-Guy from Patterson, New Jersey. We'll be right back with the Small Time Hustler Show right after this song.
They soul searching. through all my wrongs, I found the right person. Cause I know we always gon' be fly, all up in that coochie like a OBGY love.
Unconditional. No, I'm not perfect, no. Made my mistakes and no. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it, no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. Say, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Small Time Hustler Show with your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. It's kind of a gloomy damn day today. I'm down. I was up all night. I was up all night, and then I woke up early to get ready for this podcast. Had to run out to work real quick, so I'm down. If I sound down, just bear with me. I'm trying to perk up. I need some coffee. I promise I'll be more hyper next week. Let's keep moving right along with the show. We're going out here now to the Cacarillacas, Carolina. We got Atlanta Falcons playing the Carolina Panthers. Wow, the Falcons is 5-7 and the Panthers is 5-7. They got Carolina favorite -2.5 and the under over is 41. The word is that the Panthers have a new play caller, and they're gonna do this. This is the word that I found out. They got a new play caller, and the day plan is today is to run, Forrest, run. That's their plan for the day, to run. But I don't know, because the Panthers on the previous meeting, you know what I mean, they said they had a season high running. 47 times the Panthers ran the ball and gained 203 yards. Now, that's called grinding it out. The Panthers won 19-13 in the last time they played. So this is a rematch game. So low, the score was so low, 19-13. Might be a similar score today. I'm thinking over the last 2 weeks though, Atlanta has passed the pass rush for 270 yards on 52 carries. Oh, that's okay. 121 against Tampa Bay, 149 against the Jags. Okay, all right. I'm trying to understand what the hell this is saying. Bear with me. Atlanta passing over the last two weeks. Okay, they rushed over the last 2 weeks for 270 yards on 52 carries. 121 against Tampa Bay. 149 against the Jags. Okay, look at this shit right here. Ever since Cam came back to the Panthers, and when he was there previously as a starter, Cam is on a 10-game losing streak. I didn't know that. Wow, a 10-game losing streak. So that means that Cam Newton has lost the last 10 games as a Carolina Panther that he started. The last 10. Well, guess what? It's going to make 11 a day because they not beating the Falcons. I'm not betting on that game, but they not beating the Falcons today. Get out of here. Cam, I didn't like the way he looked against Miami. They shut his ass down. Let's move on. Let's get in. Let's move to Cleveland Browns. This is a marquee matchup right here, though. You know why? Anytime somebody with the last name Jackson come to town, hey, it's a marquee matchup because that's a famous last name. Lamar Jackson, Jesse Jackson, Reggie Jackson, Michael Jackson, Mahilda Jackson, Randy Jackson, Jay Sean Jackson, Andrew Jackson. That's a damn famous name. So anyway, Lamar Jackson is coming to town. In the last four games, Lamar been to town. Oh, shit. Last four games, Lamar has thrown 8 interceptions. Wow, 3 of them was to the Brown safeties. So 3 must have been on the previous time they played. Shit, Jackson, they talking about Jackson is in the biggest funk of his career. He playing the worst he played since he came into the NFL. And everybody know the Browns, they're in a must-win situation here, you know. And the Ravens, they held the Browns to a season low 40 yards. Wow, the last time they played. Well, whoa, this game might get a little bit, aggressive. Ravens, oh, okay, the Ravens is flooding the scrimmage line. The Browns don't have no answers for it. I don't know about all that bullshit. I know the Browns got like 3 key players out. The tight end, David Nuku, the linebacker, Ant Walker, and the punter, James Gillen. That's all I know. And the Baltimore Ravens, they lost their starting cornerback, Marlon Humphrey. Believe it or not, Lamar Jackson, he ain't been the same since Miami kicked their ass. No, I was dying to say that. But it's true. Lamar and the Baltimore, they haven't been the same since Miami kicked their ass. What was that, a Monday night, Thursday night game? Miami kicked their ass. They haven't been the same. I really don't know about this game. They got the Browns -3, and the under-over is 42.5. I'm staying away from this game. I'm not betting on this one. I'm staying away from it. Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Raiders against the Raiders. Whoa, another big fucking spread. Kansas City -9.5. The under-over is 48. What can you say about the Raiders? They in big fucking trouble. They kicked that guy Ruggs off the team. You know, he was in that car accident that killed somebody, vehicular homicide. Kansas City playing well. I just see big problems. Oakland, they don't got no Weller today. He not playing. They got big problems. Even though I know Washington won last week, but check this out. Washington did nothing at all, but they still won. But trust me, that shit ain't going to float with Kansas City. Pat Mahomes is back. He's in his groove. He playing like the Pat Mahomes of a couple of years ago, Super Bowl Pat Mahomes. So the -9.5, I'm not, even though that's a large spread, it's huge to me. I call it huge. I don't know. I'm not betting on this game, but I can see Kansas City kicking their ass in double figures, believe it or not. Double figures, easy. Oakland is just one big problem, one big mess. And there's nothing you can do about that. All right, let's keep going. The Jets. I wish a Jets fan would call in here and talk to me. I want a Jets fan call up to have a conversation with a Jets fan. I really would. They did some crazy shit. They put all their marbles into that rookie quarterback. Forgot his fucking name. Rookie quarterback. Then they go to the other guy, White. He does good. Then they take him out and they put in Joe Flacco. Then they take Joe Flacco out and they put the rookie back in. It's like it's a a merry-go-round, but a merry-go-round that it's some shit going on. It's some shit that's cooking here. Can you smell what they really cooking? I can. They trying to make it so that the rookie is only in positions when he can excel. They don't want him to be out and then the backup throws 300 or 400 yards and then it start a quarterback controversy and everybody wants the backup in. You know what I mean? I mean, they don't give a damn about Joe Flacco. He could throw for 900 yards. Nobody want to see Joe Flacco playing quarterback for the Jets. And you know what I mean? That's why I think they threw him in there against Miami. They didn't give a damn what he did against Miami. And I was happy they put him in there. But they want the rookie to shine. And they don't want the backup to overshine them. So they playing merry-go-round, tit-for-tat, who we playing this week. And he got an injury. Who they playing that week? You know what I mean? I'm not really with all that, what would you call that? I forgot the name of that. Illogistics. I'm not with all that bullshit. So. Everybody know no quarterback, no team. Everybody know that. And the Jets against the Saints today, let's just call this the battle of two bad teams. Let's call this the battle of two bad teams. No, the quarterbacks is gone. Let me see. What about the Saints? They had Drew Brees forever. He's gone. Then they had the guy Winston. Now he's gone. Now they got the other guy, Hill. I mean, they just as fucked up as the Jets. I don't even know. I don't even give a fuck who win this game. I don't even want to talk about the point spread, the under-over. I don't care. I hate the Jets. They in Miami division. Lose, 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 lose. I hate the Jets. I really do. Let's see. Let's go out here to, the Lions and the Denver. Now, I did bet on this game. This is some shit now. The outcome of the last four Lions games have went down to the wire. The last four games, it went down to the wire. You know, they hadn't won any games until last week. The last four games went down to the wire. And they barely survived last week and got their first win. Barely. You know what I mean? And did they tell you the truth? I know Lions supposed to have an overwhelming amount of people with COVID right now, like 7 or 8 people with COVID. I don't believe in Denver. I don't believe in Denver. And the point spread is it opened up at -8. I don't even know what it is now. I'm not even concerned. I'm not even going to look at it. Fuck it. I'll take the under. I'll just take the under in this one, too. The Denver in the last four games, they've been scoring in their teens. They haven't even made it to 20. So they've been 19 and under in their last four games, the Denver. So... If you're thinking that Denver gonna cover, you a bigger joke than Jussie Smollett, the one who faked like he got attacked because he was gay. If you believe Denver gonna cover today, then you a bigger joke than Jussie Smollett. Denver, they can't even get out of the teams. They don't even have an edge. And the one edge that they might have had with the bad weather, they don't even got that because guess what? It's a beautiful autumn day in Denver. So it's going to be just right for Detroit. You probably thought you was going to go there and have a blizzard and snow and it would give the edge to Denver. Nope. A nice, palmy autumn day in Denver. So they don't even have the weather edge. At all. I'm looking for the Lions to do something. I'm not betting on this game, but I'm looking for the Lions. I think I'm taking the under in this game. I'm not sure. We got one more game. We got the Monday Night Football game, but once again, you know what time it is. Time to pay the bills. We're going to take one more break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to summarize the Monday night football game, and then I'm going to get into the free picks because it's 12:45, and I know people got to get them picks in. You know what I mean? I just waited to the last minute. So we're going to go to one more song. I'm going to come back. I'll come right back, and I swear I'll give you my picks for the day. And you'll have just enough time, You'll have just enough time to get the picks in. So stay tuned to the Small Time Hustler Show. I'm Jay Sean Jackson.
Shout out, Young Fush.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make you pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm not even going to do the summary on the Monday night game. I'm going to go right to my picks because we're running out of time. And I want, just in case somebody might want to make a bet on my picks, I don't want them to miss the 1 o'clock game. So I'm going into my phone as we speak. I'm going into my phone. I'm pulling up BetMGM. And I'm going into the actual bets that I made today. So I wouldn't give you no bets that I thought wouldn't win, what couldn't win. You got your pencils and your pads ready? My first ticket for the day is the Washington football team +4.5. Atlanta Falcons +3. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 8.5. Chargers money line, Tampa Bay money line. Once again, Washington football team plus 4.5. Atlanta Falcons plus 3. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 8.5. Chargers money line, Buccaneers money line. My next pick is a 4 pick. I took the Browns money line, the Jets plus 5.5, the Chiefs minus 9.5, and the Buffalo Bills game over. I think I teased that. That's a teaser right there. Oh, this is a nice 3 pick that I put together today. Good Lord. Milwaukee Bucks minus 5.5. The Bucks is killing the Knicks, 43-28. And I got the Bucks minus 5. Could have had Bucks minus a trillion. What happened to the Knicks, man? Good Lord. Okay, this is a 3 pick. I got the Bucks minus 5.5. I'm sure you could go bet live, and it don't even matter. They probably going to kill the Knicks by about 20 points. The Bucks minus 5.5. Tennessee Titans minus 8.5, and the Saints minus 5.5. That was a 3 pick. That's a good 3 pick, too. Wait a minute. Let me get down to – I'm trying to get to my best pick, my best – that's not it. I'm trying to get to my – okay, here go another pick. This is a 5 pick. NHL, the Rangers, money line. Anaheim Ducks, plus 1.5. The Dallas Mavericks, money line. And the Portland Trail Blazers, money line. And the Vancouver Canucks, plus 1.5. That's a nice 4 pick. I'm trying to find my pick of the day. My best pick of the day. Bear with me one minute. Like, is this it? I think this is it right here. This is my best pick of the day. This is my best pick of the day. Let me see. The game starts 7 minutes, so I'll give it to you. This is my best pick of the day. Ready, everybody? Ready out there? My best pick for today is the Seattle Seahawks and the Houston Texans game under 40.5. The Dallas Cowboys money line, Detroit Lions versus the Denver Broncos under 42, and the Buffalo Bills at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over 52.5. I'll repeat that again because this is the one I'm gonna post it in the room. But this is my number one pick for today. Houston Texans, and I'm giving it to you here. And after 1 o'clock, I'll put it in the room because I want them to be late, the people that didn't call in and listen or click on the link. They just sitting in the room waiting for me to put the bets in there. One more time, Seattle Seahawks and the Houston Texans under 40.5. Dallas Cowboys money line. Detroit Lions and the Denver Broncos under 42. And the Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay, over 52. $20 will get you $180. $20 bet will get you $120 will get you $188 for a $20 bet on that. So if you missed that, you can inbox me, you can text me or something like that, and I'll see if I can get that to you. Or if you miss any of my picks, I'll be posting periodically in the room today, you know, because all I do today is watch football and basketball. That's all I do all day today. Sports, and I took a steak out. Try to bake this steak because I'm going vegan January 1st. Yes, indeed, I'm going vegan January 1st. Yes, I am. Time for me to stop eating animals, especially with this diabetes and the high blood pressure. I'm game for anything to try to get this, get off this medicine. I'm down for anything. Anybody who clicked on the links, you know what I mean? Thank you for clicking on the links. Anybody who called in, you know what I mean? Thanks for supporting me. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do the best I could do. Like I told you, I've been up since 5 in the morning. I know just as much about sports as anybody else. I've been playing organized sports. I started when I was 9 playing organized baseball, played high school baseball. I've been watching the Miami Dolphins since 1971, 72. Been watching the New York Mets since 1969, watching the New York Knicks since 1973. So that's like over 40 years of watching sports. So anybody that tells somebody who been watching something and studying something for 40 years that they don't know nothing about it, then I think they must have bumped their head. They must have bumped their fucking head. Because trust me, I know something about sports. I need a co-host. Anybody out there want a co-host with me? I need a female co-host. I don't know if you know I got the podcast on Friday nights, too. Keeping it real with Jay Sean every Friday night at 8 o'clock. I got 2 minutes right here. Let me see. It's Monday night game. I don't know why I'm going to talk about a Monday night game on a Sunday. But, you know, the Monday night game is the marquee game also. It's the Rams versus Arizona. Arizona minus 2.5 and the under-over is 52. You know what this game is? This game is the NFC heavyweight championship bout, like the heavyweight boxing match. This is the heavyweight bout. Kyle Murray is back and wants the MVP award. I'm trying to figure out what can I say in the last. Oh, my friend of mine, who's an expert handicapper, he said in 36, in the last 58 picks that involved the Rams, he went 36 wins, 21 losses, and 1 tie. And his last 58 bets, he loved the Rams. His last 58 bets on the Rams, he won 36, lost 21, and tied once. And out of that whole 58 picks, he made $1,300 off of $100. I don't know how he did it, how much he bet, how much he gambled. I'm just telling you what he said. Me, personally, this is a big-ass game. I told you it's the heavyweight championship. But Kyle Murphy, take the over 42. Easy Monday night. Can't see it. I can't see it being anything else. Easy. We're going to take one more quick break, and then I'll be back to close out the show. Let's go to one more song real quick.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erna, Black Honor.
point guard. Shoot early, 5:30. Shoot a one-on-one or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. Switch. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak none of that anything. You, one day my heart went cold. I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak. I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak no tennis. None of that anything. You, my heart still cold. You wanna know why the goddess is so breezy? Cause I wanna watch how my wrist that shine so breezy. Back up, give me some room while I take what's mine. Doesn't matter, I'll still get it cause I'm just that fly. Now it ain't easy being a rough chick, but I'm just that tough shit to deal with these low class budget ass bum bitches, yeah. Got class with the sash, I'm not fast in the ass, but I get what I want when it's time to get crunk, bitch. Ayo, I'm looking for that shorty that's gonna come out to the pockets and buy the hypnotic. While I'm in the cut watching, there is no stopping. The clock is tick-tocking, so you know who I'm robbing. So now, it's time to leave, ain't no reason to get mean. He gotta toss some greens before he get in these jeans. He could do all his D's and smoke all his trees. I don't need that other shit to satisfy the queen needs. Cause I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak no tennis. I don't speak none of that answering you. One day my heart went cold. I don't speak no tennis. None of that answering you. My heart still cold. I said great balls of fury. I'm about to feed the need. Pay attention, you about to witness glory. Is you listening? I'm different compared to these six. The rap game needs a new look. I'm the beast, bitch. I don't spit about them guns I got. I don't spit about shit that's hot. I don't spit about the dick I lock. I don't spit about the ticks I pop. I don't spit about some shit that's not real. I'm too humble. I do spit about the shit I got. I do spit about the shit that's hot. I do spit about the dick I lock. I do spit about the ticks I pop. Next subject.
Yeah, love, yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me.
You got me staring at your phone, and I can't wait till you get home. See, I don't like being alone,
all alone, girl.
Baby, just up in my zone, girl. You got me staring at your phone, and I can't wait till you get home.
Coming home,
see, I don't like being alone,
all alone,
baby, just up in my zone, girl.
yes. Some time has passed, you still haven't called
too
me
much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound
yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you. I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Being alone,
alone.
Trapped up on myself,
All
up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your redeemer.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now. Waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure.
Always
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
No,
I'm trying to hit the spot for a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter. Got me trippin' cause I'm sittin' there sippin'
love,
knowing in my heart you're the only
thing
missing. And I can't wait till you get home.
Get me home,
see, I don't like being alone.
Get alone, girl.
See, it's trapped up in my soul. Girl, you got me staring at your phone.
At your phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Get me home,
see,
girl.
I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
See, it's trapped up in my soul. Staring at this phone, because you're not home. And I'm
all alone,
sitting on this couch,
yeah.
Staring at this phone,
yeah, girl.
You got me staring at this phone,
at this phone, girl.
Because you're not home.
You're not home, girl.
And I'm all alone,
all alone,
baby girl. See, I'm trapped in your zone,
in my zone.